they run the risk and indeed probably the likelihood of significant casualties as a cost. But because Russia is at this low point at the moment in terms of available personnel and supplies, they have a relatively finite window of time, you know, the coming months, where they have a really good shot at taking back significant amounts of territory. That won't last forever. That will probably start to significantly change towards the end of this year. Russia will have more and more trained people available. Their industry, we have to assume, will get its act in gear. Metrics for success. Does Ukraine manage to liberate significant chunks of its territory? And do they manage to keep casualties at a sustainable level? The counteroffensive, when it comes, doesn't take back really significant amounts of territory. I think that just makes it more likely that the war ends up in a grinding stalemate for a really long time. But it doesn't mean Ukraine is going to lose, it means they've probably lost one of their better opportunities to, as it were, win outright in territorial terms this year.